Unit 3, Internet World, Listening and Speaking.
D.
Listen to the sentences and choose the right responses.
1. It's freezing outside, isn't it?
2. What's the weather like today?
Three. Do you want beef or lamb?
Four. What do you think of the lecture?
Five. I'm so sorry to have forgotten your birthday, Mike.
E.
Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer. 1. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want to borrow a love story.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
Two. John, did you stay in America after you left school?
No. I worked in London for 2 years, but now I work in Shanghai.
Question. Where is John working now? Three. Mr. and Mrs. Jones have never learned driving.
They usually take a bus to town.
Question. How do Mr. and Mrs. Jones go to town?
4. What's on TV today?
Nothing much. We'd better go to the cinema.
Question. What's the woman's suggestion? Five. I wonder if you mind my opening the door.
Oh no, go ahead, please.
Question. What does the woman want the man to do?
F. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy a coat.
What size do you want?
Size M.
All right. What color do you like?
I like green.
Sorry, there's no green one. What about the red one?
Okay, I'll take it.
Here you are. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Peter, let's play computer games. That sounds good, Jim. Where's your computer?
I don't have a computer. Do you have a computer?
No, I don't. But I have a TV. Let's watch TV.
No, it's boring. Let's play tennis. I have a tennis racket.
Good. Where is it?
On the sofa. Do you have a racket?
No, I don't. Does your brother have a racket?
Yes, he does. And he has a tennis ball.
Questions. 1. Does Jim have a computer?
2. Jim has a tennis racket. Where is it?
3. Who has a tennis ball? age.
Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
There are several ways in which American dining customs are different from those in other parts of the world. A guest invited to dinner is expected to arrive on time. The use of the knife and fork is often different. The fork is used mostly in the right hand. It gathers the food without help from the knife, which is generally used only to cut meat or potatoes, and is placed to the right of the plate when in use. And while in many places the napkin is put around the neck, here it is put on the lap. Finally, when Americans eat certain foods, they use their fingers.